There's a scent of fall. Our desert city is cooler. The dog is incredibly proud of her squeaky green ball, and the goldfinches have stripped the Maximilian sunflowers clean of seeds. And many of us are sighing with relief that Joe Biden will get around 300 electoral votes and win the popular by 5 or 6 million. Sorry to my Trumpist friends, and meaning no disrespect, but we've turned a corner, though we still have huge problems to solve. Joe Biden ain't perfect, but he's a decent human being with extensive governmental experience who wants to apply that to confronting our problems, in the national interest, not his own. He'll hire good people and trust them, without demanding they stroke his ego constantly when they should be sharing honest and sometimes tough insights and suggestions. It won't be easy to balance the health and economic consequences of the pandemic, start belatedly to deal with global warming, revive our economy, and decrease our racism while finding creative solutions to the relationship between police and ethnic minorities. These would be tough problems for anyone, particularly if Mitch McConnell is an anchor around Joe's neck rather than cooperating on some issues. Our seas keep rising, as does the rancor in our political discourse. But these folks will acknowledge the urgency of the work and make serious efforts to do it. If that's damning with faint praise, that's a measure of how low we have fallen, not of any particular weakness in Mr. Biden. Joe's right that he needs to heal. Considering how crucial some northern blue-collar states were, he'd better recall that although they chose him over Mr. Trump, after 4 bad years of Trump, they have some legitimate concerns that need addressing. It won't do to say that the millions who voted for Trump are all racists or deplorables. But healing will be tough when someone has convinced folks that our political leaders are a huge ring of child molesters, or that the black rage over George Floyd's murder was a puppet show funded by George Soros, or that this election was fraudulent. At least there'll be a dog in the White House. The other guy had no dog, no cat, no brothers or sisters with him. Did you ever see him hug Barron or play with him? Ever read of an old friend he just hung out with for the pleasure of it? I saw just business and political associates butt-kissing underlings and celebrity golfing pals who reported he cheated frequently and obviously. You could watch video of him and his wife for hours and not see the humor, the genuine affection, love, respect, and understanding that Joe and Jill exude. Thanks, voters.